Good morning, everyone. We all got a bit of an economic lesson last week from the Federal Reserve.
We've been getting a lot of them over the past. I know more about economic policies than I ever did in college.
Well, particularly this quantitative easing thing, I mean, reaches a new level of obscurity, but also significance because of the numbers. I mean, $600 billion, that whole idea.
Anytime billion is added to the end of it, it becomes relatively
right, well, or trillion, you know, what we've learned. Well, but moving forward and forgetting the economists for a moment, I was doing some math last week and really through the weekend. The Ben Bernanke quantitative easing program has caused the dollar to plummet.
Right.
Right. I mean, we've lost. It's sort of taking a pause today, but it's really taken a plunge
The Fed had to have known that was going to happen.
Well, of course. Also, the fact that oil is pegged to the dollar, it's traded in dollars, means that the price of fuel is like zooming up. It's taken a pause today, but it's hovering around, you know, 86.
Right. They're making up for the weakening of the dollar by raising.
Well, they go together. I mean, they go together. Dollar falls, the price of oil goes up. So the question is, for people on the sort of roads of the U.S. economy, they're faced with the potential of rising exports, okay?
Right.
Which would mean more business, more things to haul,
right,
more stuff to sell.
Right. Absolutely.
But also higher fuel prices. So the cost of doing business actually goes up.
Right.
Which suggests to me that our good friend Cliff Hagedon, who's on the line on a chilly morning near Evanston, Wyoming, on Interstate 80, might be between a rock and a hard place this morning. Cliff, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. I wanted to ask you this question first thing Monday morning. Is rising fuel prices and the possibility of rising businesses making a turnaround in the recession a little bittersweet for truckers such as yourself?
Oh, definitely. The rates really don't change that much. It's calculated by, really, I think, the fuel surcharge.
So you're paying more for fuel even though you're seeing more business?
Yes.
And, you know, give me the wide view outside your window. You're seeing a lot of folks on the road. You indicated just some months back that you were beginning to see a turnaround. What are the truckers' views of, you know, how, you know, a declining dollar and increased exports is going to affect your business?
We're definitely, as I say, jamming up the highways. There's a lot of movement on out here, but the price of the fuel is just jumping, and it needs to stabilize more. If it keeps going up, the fuel surcharge is going to go higher. We're going to have to pass it on to the shipper or the receiver. Therefore, it's going to the consumer, which is going to make the goods a lot more higher.
Now, so that's that is an inflationary driver that you're seeing right on the roads there on Interstate 80.
Oh, definitely. And it's just a matter of time. When you have higher goods, that's higher taxation on it.
What would you say to Ben Bernanke or to Barack Obama, for that matter, about this $600 billion policy to really push the value of the dollar down, but also to increase lending, to increase business and increase the trucking in your firm and others around the United States?
I would only suggest, and I'm not one at the top of the heap, but if companies A, B, and C are doing business in A country, B country, and C country, we need to really control it and watch the standards of what it's bringing in. If company A, B, and C are doing business in America on our soil, that puts our workers back. That elevates, that makes us stronger.
So support the countries overseas that are providing jobs in the United States, and don't worry quite so much about the level of the dollar, although it is affecting your fuel prices. Is that the takeaway from Cliff Hagedon?
I believe so. It's we will recover. It's just a long process. Nothing happens overnight. I mean, a small car can do a U-turn in two lanes. It takes myself to do a U-turn. I need an acre. Everything takes time.
There's an interesting metaphor.
There's a takeaway from what are you driving this morning, Cliff?
My freight shaker.
Freight shaker.
Cliff, on my trailer.
Cliff Hagedon on Route I-80 outside of Evanston, Wyoming. Dan Groves, economics editor and columnist at Yahoo Finance. What do you make of Cliff's analysis here that as business rises, the cost of doing business is also going up because of the declining dollar?
Well, it's certainly the case if a big input of your business is gas, that the price of oil rising, your costs are inflating. The fortunate thing for our economy at large is that inputs like energy and other commodities like food are a relatively small portion of what Americans spend their money on. If you are a consultant at McKinsey, or you're working in healthcare or in education, you're not using a whole lot of gas or other expensive commodities on a daily basis. So the fact that these are rising in cost pretty rapidly is not filtering into inflation, for everybody yet.
But doesn't the price of transportation disproportionately bear itself on the lowest income groups in the United States?
I think the rising cost of anything bears itself disproportionately on the lowest income groups. I mean, think about food inflation. If you are spending a big chunk of your paycheck on milk and groceries, if those prices go up 10 to 15%, that's taking a big chunk out of your budget.
No, but I guess what I'm asking more specifically is this particular policy of Ben Bernanke of tanking the dollar could have a narrow inflation effect because of transportation and lower income people have longer commutes in many cases, could have an inflationary effect on a narrow sector of the economy at the lower end of the income scale.
Yes, but you have to keep in mind that other things are deflating as well. I mean, the cost of housing in this country continues to fall, and that is unrelated to what the monetary policy is. But you have to weigh the whole basket of goods that people spend their money on, of which commodities
right.
and energy is only a small part.
Dan, stick with us. I want to ask you about the G20 summit and the issues on currency for the big folks that Barack Obama is going to be meeting with this week. Dan Gross, economics editor and columnist at Yahoo Finance, on the line from his home in Connecticut. Cliff Hagedon from Fort Gratiot Express Trucking. Where do you go today?
I'm on my way back to Detroit, Michigan, actually Auburn Hills, Michigan.
All right. Have a good trip. Cliff Hagedon, our truck driver, 18-wheel economic indicator, looking at the rubber hitting the road out there on Route I-80. So, continuing in our economic discussion that we began the hour with, and that is the sort of falling dollar issue for rising fuel prices and truckers. We heard what Cliff Hagedon had to say in Wyoming as far as the cost of doing business is concerned. But Dan Gross is still with us, economics editor and columnist at Yahoo Finance. There's a whole other story about the declining dollar over as Barack Obama makes his way to the G20 summit this week. Robert Zoellick at the World Bank over the weekend said that the dollar is losing its relevance. I heard a discussion on one of the financial channels last week which said this is a game of chicken between Bernanke and the Chinese currency, which is pegged to the dollar. How far will they let it drop? That sounds pretty intense for the U.S. president.
Yeah, and it's also, this latest effort to expand the Fed's balance sheet, which will weaken the dollar, is getting people up in arms around the world. Wolfgang Schäuble, who is the German foreign minister or finance minister, said that, U.S. policy is clueless. Other countries around the world have a very different attitude about what we should be doing and what central banks should be doing in this type of environment.
And that disagreement is really going to be the theme of the president's meetings with foreign leaders in Asia.
Absolutely. Currency, we talk about currency wars and trade wars. They're really not wars, but they are very significant disagreements. And, it's not a zero-sum game because China has, its central bank owns hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. Government securities. And when we devalue the dollar, the value of those holdings go down. They are very much tied to us.
And we're going to hear a lot about that between now and the G20 summit. Dan Gross, economics editor and columnist at Yahoo Finance, thanks so much.
Anytime.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.